Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Summer Sessions, episode 56, man. As usual, man, I am your host, Scott. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Barbchair Scott. We got young Pat Vito in the house. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Pavy World. Go to patverbs.com right now. Keep streaming Letter to My Exes. Keep streaming Soft Lips. And Songs by Women's coming real, real soon, man. So go on there, patverbs.com. Of course, we've got Tito Santana, Damien. I'm _ Velvet Jones. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram. As you can see, this I'm doing this intro without being cut off. My brother's not here today, so he has. I'm not gonna put his business out there. I'm just gonna say he's put on the injury report before the game, even though he was in warm ups like Steph did last night against Charlotte. So he's not gonna be on here. I know a lot of y'all who listen to the free pods. Like, damn, we ain't got the full cast on here in weeks. Hey, man, capitalism back, nigga. You want to hit a full squad, go to Patreon right now, patreon.com/barbershed network. The whole cast be back for Summer Sessions OT. It ain't our fault. Then they got responsibilities and shit.
So, by the way, this nigga Zion yelling at people. God bless.
Oh, well.
That nigga Zion should have bullied the shit out of Tristan.
He made that nigga look like a child, nigga.
I just watch enough NBA games to justify paying $40 a month. Hey, for Lee Pass.
By the way, ESPN funny as hell for actually putting the camera on the Hamby now.
Oh, they saw
Hamby the second time.
Yeah.
They got the notification.
They got it in the shot. She's not a lesbian.
Oh, she's not.
I'm asking a question,
no.
Damien.
Oh,
she's not.
No, I don't know. Nigga.
No. Oh, okay. She not.
Okay. I just asked. Got to ask with them.
You're good.
So, yeah, man, you know, niggas be having... We're actually recording this much earlier than recorders. We record this in the afternoon because, you know, Damien's got to work. Pav got to do his Pavy Rashad. He got to cover the Clippers game later. I'm not doing shit.
Got to put on that suit.
Yeah, I'm not doing shit, but watching... I'm not doing shit, but watching Snowfall, nigga. So...
New season,
talk shit to Joe. New season on Wednesday, so I'm just trying to get caught up, but like refresh my memory from season 3 because it's been 2 years since season 3. So, yeah,
I was ready to talk shit to Joe since it's 80 degrees out here.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, them niggas is living in Winterfell right now. Then my cousin's gonna be like, that big one coming every time you make them jump. Like, look, nigga, there's a better chance of me going to the gas station and getting shot and killed in Chicago. It is me dying in a fucking earthquake, but swim good. Try another joke.
Hey, man, you know.
That's how I rationalize it in my mind. Like, look.
That's fair.
And first of all, when is my time to go? It's my time to go. But, you know, I know it's probably a morbid way to look at it.
This man, Jason Tatum. It's a really good game, Scott. You should actually watch it.
I'm not watching
it. It's a
really
good game.
Man.
You should watch it. Just cut it on. It's a really good game.
I'm not going all the way to my TV. Turn to channel 7.
I respect it.
To watch that game. I'm on the other side of the room right now. There's probably like a minute 30 left in that game anyway.
Nah, it's about to go to overtime.
And then I'm about to turn back because I'm going to be looking at the Channel 7 news and shit.
It's about to go to overtime.
It's just, the no crowd thing is really bothering me. It's very
they got fans at this one.
Yeah, but it's not a lot though.
They still do make a difference though. Like low-key, them games kind of be turned.
What games?
The games
the ones
where they
with
have
the fans?
Fans.
I mean, yeah, because bodies out there.
They low key kind of be turned.
It's just look, man. I'm doing enough to justify $40 league pass and to know what the fuck I'm talking about on my basketball podcast, which is bought on live right here on the Barbershop Network. So I'm doing enough just to know that, but nigga, I can't. I don't know. I'm just ready for baseball, man. April 1st, hurry up, so I can watch that.
I respect it.
You know, because we got another, 6 months to football?
Yeah,
so, 6 months. We're nowhere near football territory. So what's going on with you guys, man? Oh, and this might be a short episode, too. It's probably going to be an hour. I'm sorry. Like I said, patreon.com.
So once again, pay up.
what did our day show say? Fucking pay me!
I swear to God, if he tipped us in.
So, do you think Tatum is better than we were talking about this.
You mean Brown's better than Tatum? Yes.
Yeah, Brown or Tatum? Who better to y'all?
Give me Brown.
Brown.
Okay. Now, Dante accused me of liking all light skinned hoopers except for Jamal Murray. And so,
all light skinned hoopers except for Jamal Murray.
You know, that's, you said that's why I'm taking Tatum over Jaylen Brown.
I think Brown is a better defender.
Or well-rounded.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I think Tatum, in theory, scores better, but, like, not really. It just looks cooler.
He just looks cool. That's a good point. Some niggas just is hoop cooler.
He look cool, G.
Like somebody was like, Donovan Mitchell or Jaylen Brown? It's a good question, but Donovan.
I'm taking Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, but Donovan hoops cooler.
He does. Like, Donovan might dunk and shit. It's cool to watch. Jason Tatum, you can tell he watched a whole bunch of Kobe footage. So we do like his, like, he got like really cute footwork, but that shit still be 26 points. Brown hoop nasty. and Brown hoop nasty.
But they look 25. Sweet.
Exactly. It's just like a really cool, like, nigga would be like 10 foot 25, but them 10 shots he made look really cool. Even the ones he missed still look really cool. So niggas can get fooled, right? That's all.
That's fucking hilarious, man.
But yeah, I personally go,
you know, ahead. It's a slow day when the biggest news today was that little kid cussing out Cam.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Yo, man, this one got some punching kids in the fucking mouth again. we got a generation kids who ain't got punched in the fucking mouth. Like, he was just trying to get shits and gimbals off us, guys.
Sock niggas in the chest.
Yeah, you just gotta sock niggas in the chest, though. We need to go back to that. I'm not right. I'm talking about strictly for boys. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you,
his mama need to whoop his ass.
His mama need, look, my mama used to whoop my ass. Like, if I got out of pocket, mama would whoop my ass. So that's why I be saying.
I paid you to go to this camp, and this is what you gonna do when you get there.
Exactly, and on top of that,
imagine you got, as a kid, you got sent to a Cam Newton football camp,
which, you know, ain't cheap. By the way,
sorry,
that's what you want to do.
Yeah,
you not cheap at all.
Yeah,
first thing you want to do is tell this nigga he's on a waiver wire.
It's like, what you own? Gee, why do you want to do that, bro? Like,
you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of that scene in Space Jam where that kid was talking to Charles Barkley. Be gone, wannabe. Be gone. Like, you just disrespected a Heisman winner, a league MVP, bro. Just to get, like, some shits and giggles champion from your guys. And you know what the fuck that part is? The little kid won. We talk about the nigga, he probably school. Yeah, I told his little kid. Right.
This little kid won.
He won. Now, I love how Cam went straight to disrespect. Where your daddy at? When your daddy is.
I'm crying. Straight to disrespect.
I'm rich.
I saw it.
Nigga just said, I'm rich.
I saw it, and I didn't want to watch it because it kind of hurt my heart. I'm like, come on, G. That's Cam, G.
This is
Cam. How that man Newton, fall, bro, that far, G? How that man fall that far, dog?
that nigga like he Doug Flutie or something.
Like, G, come on, bro.
Right, like, that nigga was Seneca Wallace. Like, Brian Hoyer, G. Right.
Like, he was fucking Seneca Wallace, G. I'm like, come on, bro. What you own,
right,
bro?
I saw a tweet that said, yo, whether these kids don't revere Cam Newton the way we revere Mike Vick, and that's crazy to me. I was like, you know why? Because of social media. For us, Mike Vick was big, was larger than life. We couldn't see this nigga's thoughts every day.
Yeah.
We couldn't see what these niggas is doing.
We saw the highlights.
These niggas are too comfortable around athletes and celebrities now.
Yeah, but also Cam Newton, niggas be making fun of Cam Newton. Like, Michael Vick was in a rubber band, man. We fully respected that.
Okay. I mean, niggas make fun of Michael Vick ever since he killed them dogs, though.
I mean, do we really?
Yes, I saw one today. I saw a very flagrant joke.
What they say?
Well, you ain't gonna get it because it's like a Marvel comparison, so you ain't gonna get it. But it was funny as hell. Niggas still be slandering that nigga, calling that nigga a murderer and shit.
I mean, he is, but like, that's not really like, that's just like, I mean, he is. He murdered them damn dogs. It's all love, though. We still love you.
And then somebody's like, well, Cam shouldn't have reacted. Teenagers can make you react, bro. Teenagers are the worst people on planet Earth.
He should have reacted. First of all, teenagers have no soul.
Think about, like, how you were when you were a teenager. And think about how these kids are. They're worse.
The shit you said to people when you was like a child. 10. Shit you said to people when you was a child was absolutely disgusting. Like, nigga, a nigga have a mental issue. And let's talk about this nigga mental issue. Like, bro, what you on with this man, dude? Like, what's going on here, dog?
It's kind of like what you know, these kids, because I feel like now, and I'm sound like an old head, but
you are.
I am. Fuck it. I don't give a shit. I've been get off my lawn since I turned 30. But these kids, like I said, we gotta get back to punching them in the fucking mouth. They got too much access. You know what I'm saying? These niggas literally don't be outside. They don't know about the repercussions if you talk to a nigga the wrong way. You're going to
get beat the fuck up.
Like, niggas, you knew there was certain niggas you just didn't talk shit to.
Niggas be talking to niggas crazy from two states away. Like, you ain't gonna never see this man.
You ain't finna run ain't
in your life.
Two states away, you talking shit to that man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole different world with it, dog. And it's like, I knew I had reached I think this week I got like multiple reminders of my age. Like, Damon, did you see that TikTok? The dude was like, this is how they dressed in the 90s. And they was like, this is 1999. I'm like, nigga, that's not 1999.
That's not even close.
That's not
a nigga dressed in a Letterman jacket. I was like, niggas was not wearing no Letterman jacket in 99. Bro. I promise you.
Like, come on, man.
Like, had them niggas dressed like they was going to like they was on a different world talking about this is how they dressed in the late
90s. Nigga, this is
93. No,
no. No, it ain't.
Niggas love blazers in the 90s, bro. That's all niggas used to wear. You go to a club, niggas wearing blazers, slacks.
Oh, yeah. Early 90s?
Yeah, all dressed the chicks had big ass hair.
Dressed to impress.
Dressed to impress, yeah, because you had to go to the club, you know what I'm saying? Niggas had no phone.
When did it change? I say what?
I say like around 96, the wardrobe probably changed.
I would say when like Wu-Tang blew up. Cause
so when was that, like 95?
That's 90, like 93,
93. 94. That's when you think the wardrobe changed?
That's when it slowly turned. Because you look, all right, so if it started in 93, by like 95, 96, is all of this nationwide. Okay,
that's a good full point. Fledged. That's good. You always tell, look at sitcom. Like, look how the gear changed on Fresh Prince. Like, right. By like season four, them niggas was dressing different.
This nigga said the gear.
He said we talking 90s. We bringing it full fledged.
Nigga said the gear.
Hey,
the
gear.
The gear.
Oh, you know, and Scott, remember you on it this week because the other day you talking about you want to bring Hoochie back.
Yeah, so we need to bring Hoochie back into the American lexicon, bro. We need to bring
Hoochie Mamas.
Yeah, we need to bring Hoochie back to
Big Booty Hoes.
I was watching Mark.
Great song.
And with Hoochie Burger,
yeah.
I saw you
please
Hoochie
speaking to the Hoochie.
my mom would be saying Hoochie and Heifer. Those are two things.
Heifer,
oh yeah,
Heifer and fast little girls. We need to bring Fast back.
Yeah, Heifer, Hoochie, Fast, all the words that would get Twitter pieced to hell now.
Right.
We need to
imagine
if I did say gear.
Imagine if Two Live Crew came out in 2021.
They banned that nigga.
You said who came
they
out?
They banned that nigga, bro. They Two Live banned Crew. That nigga.
Oh,
they
hell
banned
no.
That nigga. They banned that nigga. I don't even want to see that.
They that forget the niggas, filthy. The niggas who doing the Scoop Dead tag team. Them niggas had nasty songs too.
They did. Yeah. I never heard no other songs. Niggas, out of tag
niggas used to be the voice of fucking Freak Nick. All like all three of them niggas.
I had no idea.
Them fucking Luke. Who was the other group?
69 Boys.
69 Boys. Yeah.
69. 69 that's a wild boys. Name. To, that's a wild name to be called. Like, 69 Boys. It's a wild name. That was way before.
Boys,
that was 90, a way.
95 South.
I feel I like that was way before. Groups. Flight that was way before eating pussy was accepted.
Nigga, eating pussy didn't get accepted until a couple years ago.
Wayne.
Yeah, low key. Wayne is the eating pussy partner. He is the Rosa Parks.
Yes.
Of it being acceptable in public to eat pussy. Everybody was always doing it. He's the Rosa Parks of men being comfortable with me and they eat.
This nigga said Rosa Parks.
What Wayne song was I listening to earlier today?
He called himself Pussy Monster. He had all the joints. Like, I was a high school nigga. You nigga, would you eat pussy, nigga? There's an episode of Sopranos where Uncle June like gets mad when Tony finds out that he eat pussy. And it's like, Uncle June, you be kissing him down there? Dude, where the fuck you hear that from? He used to be like so frowned upon, which is like hilarious to me now. But yeah, you gotta give Wayne his flowers for that one, bro. You gotta give his flowers. A lot of shit is like, that would like, you know, niggas look down upon is like acceptable now.
By the way, you know what I was playing the other day? What like song was like not good?
What?
Forever.
Forever who? Oh,
dog. That shit came on the other day too.
I was playing that shit last night and I was like breaking down niggas' bars. See, Kanye had one of the worst verses of all time on that song, bro. That verse was fucking terrible. And it was so funny because it was like, I felt like he was
trying to rap like Drake.
Uh-huh.
And it was just
so glad,
like,
Drake got his own flow. Now, boy, that early flow. Woo, about the I we think know. His flow before Take Care was terrible.
Chemo. Like, nigga, no, gee, that shit was that is stuck in the early 2010s, dog.
Yeah.
Stuck. But and by the way,
it reminds me, every time I hear it, it just reminds me of that dumbass Sprite commercial.
Yeah.
Remember
Drake? Yeah. Oh, yeah. When he was like,
a robot or some shit.
Like a Transformer or some shit.
Yeah.
That's some rough times.
If you think about, man, like, Drake is the rap LeBron.
Yeah, it's a very accurate
comparison. That's the perfect comparison. He's the Drake LeBron. He's going to have all the records. Like, LeBron has all the records. And depending on what generation you're in or what tail engine, because Hov and Drake are still both our generation, but it's like, which one? When Drake came out, I was a grown-ass man. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, you're going to have more the person you idolized when you were younger.
Yeah.
Jay ain't really my generation, though. That's like the generation above.
I'm talking about for you, nigga.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
When fucking Hard Knock Life was out, I was 10. So, I was fucking 13 when the Towers got hit, nigga. And I was like, yo, why can't I go to Circuit City then?
I was thinking about that. I was really thinking about that yesterday. Like, I mean, we've been this before, but I was thinking, like, yo, you know, September 11th is going to be 20 years old this year? 20 years old this year.
20 years, bro.
20 years old. And I was just thinking, like, I mean, I know we've discussed this before, but, like, I really can't imagine being a whole-ass adult and waking up this morning and seeing that shit, bro. Like, nigga, what just happened, dog?
Imagine 9-11 would... Thank God 9-11 didn't happen during Twitter. Oh, my God.
Niggas would have been tweeting
things that I'm glad Twitter wasn't around for.
We didn't need to see that carnage.
You're right. Hey, yeah. Real quick, back to some Lil Wayne. Well, I was listening to Faded, the Tyga...
He took off on that.
That was
shit.
My shit.
Nigga,
yo, we got to put some respect on Tyga catalog.
Is facts.
Hey, Lil Wayne said milking this shit, pregnant bitch titties. I never caught that shit before.
Look at this. That was my shit.
I got biggest shit when I heard that today.
That was that period where Wayne knew he could say whatever the fuck he wanted to.
Yeah.
Like, from, like, I think once he hit, like, 2010, Wayne was like, I can literally say anything.
Yeah, because this verse, bring it home to bacon, I'm fucking Miss Piggy.
He did say bring it home.
But see, at least Wayne, I feel like Wayne be trolling and don't give a fuck. Big Sean be serious.
Yeah, I can say
Big
that.
Big Sean be serious as fuck, thinking he legit getting off. Wayne don't give
Wayne
a fuck.
Wayne just be high. And you can even tell, like how Wayne was when he wrote a song. Like, for instance, the model video, Wayne was on a whole different planet.
What do you think was the song like, go back that, like, and watch took model Wayne, video? Like, to, like, oh, hottest niggas that is. I remember when Carter 2
the song?
Dropped. Just in general. It could be song versus. I remember when Carter 2 dropped. I bought Carter 2, and I was telling niggas in my high school, like, nah, Wayne is cold. Wasn't nobody trying to listen to me, bro, literally. You can ask. I call this nigga Mike right now. He's like, man, Wayne ain't shit. This nigga has not given my Carter 2 CD back to this day. To this day, I ain't got that motherfucker.
Maybe Go DJ?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
DJ, that was Carter 1.
Yeah, but that was like, yeah, but that was the shit I feel like that literally legitimized Wayne.
I think Dedication 2 is what blew him up.
Yeah, but I feel like that blew him up, but I feel like Go DJ was like the start of everything. Like, that was a very important record for that nigga.
Okay.
Like, because that took that nigga from being like us. Like, because even though we didn't look at him like a kid rapper, the nigga was still a kid rapper. That took him into being an actual legitimate, you cared about this nigga bar.
Okay, I can hear that.
Yeah.
And then you listen to the first Carter.
Yeah, and then you listen to the first Carter, and you're like, oh, this nigga rapping.
Yeah, like, this nigga really out here spitting. Like, oh, shit, this nigga might be one of the coldest niggas.
Bro, there's multiple things this week that made me feel my age. I seen a nigga on TV. I forgot what show I was watching. It was like a new show. And this nigga had the Carter 2 album on his shirt. I'm like, whoa, Carter 2 has reached album shirt status now? Like, nigga.
Yeah.
Remember, we used to
God damn, nigga.
Niggas would walk around with, like, Ready to Die some shit on their shirt, like, in 05.
Yeah, now it's the Carter 2.
Now it's the Carter 2.
And then you think me, like, damn, that shit is, like, 15 years old.
It'd be 16 years old this shit.
Yeah.
It's 05.
Oh, it's also awesome. Did you see how Robert Williams just sent that nigga Zion shit?
I missed it.
Oh my goodness. Anyway,
who's actually winning that game?
The Pelicans are winning by 1 point currently.
Do you think they're gonna trade Lonzo?
They shouldn't.
They shouldn't.
Well, actually, I don't know, because like it's weird. Like it's really weird. Because actually, Lonzo is literally having a much better season. He's shooting decent from the free throw line. He's shooting decent from three.
I feel like he was ass till them trade rumors came out. Then the rumors came out, he started hooping better.
Fair. I'm not going to argue it, but
like if you look at the numbers, his brother's not playing that much better than him. But nobody won because he don't. LaMelo has a cooler highlights.
He got the cooler highlights. He's the better personality, and Miles Bridges actually dunks.
Right.
Zion be laying the ball up.
Nick, is this a picture with Tim Duncan with a do-rag on?
What?
No, he just got his hat on hard as shit.
He's got his hat on hard.
I was gonna make this my Twitter ad.
He just got his hat on hard as shit. He got his hat on hard as shit. Yo, fuck.
Pull that bill down.
Also, one of my other favorite old Wayne joints, Neck of the Woods. Well, it's really a bourbon. Neck of the Woods.
He went off on that one. What was the other one that it was on Birdman shit? It wasn't Neck of the Woods. It was another one.
I fucked with that run. This one, Wayne Love got too much for me after drop three. I was like, okay, y'all niggas is sacking right now. That's when I was like, well, it was got to a point where it was ridiculous. That was like my senior high school. I liked it when he was like the underground, only few niggas knew about Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Once he became like that nigga, it just got over OD to me.
There was a point in time, I think it was like my midway through my like the year Carter 3 came out, so midway through my junior year, when that nigga just kept rapping in auto, because remember that nigga rapped in auto-tune for like 8 months. it was like 8 months of leaks that's all in auto-tune. I'm like, bro, I'm not fucking with a lot of this shit.
Yeah, like, I can't do this all the time.
And I remember, like, I was running around school. I almost got into fights with niggas because I said Lupe was better than Wayne. Literally, almost got into physical fist fights with niggas.
Yeah, because you couldn't say that. That shit was like disrespectful.
Physical fucking fist fights.
Oh, they probably call it. Oh, you think that skateboard nigga better than Wayne?
Literally, his lyrics better, nigga. Yes, I do. They are, nigga. They are. The fuck are you talking about? That shit. Yeah, I also think the Carter 3 is a classic, though. I know y'all don't, but I do.
What's five albums you think are classics, but nobody else but you would think are classics?
Number one, Plies, A Real Testament. Okay, off top.
I feel like a lot of Florida niggas might agree with you on that, though.
Off top. Usher, Here I Stand, G. I love Here I Stand, bro.
Classic, though?
Man. I love Here I Stand. Like, I still play. Here I Stand has some of my personal favorite R&B joints ever on it.
Okay.
Love You Gently, and Before I Met You, and also Love Is Club Part 2. I love them songs.
Love Is Club Part 2, but I won't say the album is a classic. Like,
he got heaters on
it. He got some heat on it. Love You Gently is like top five Usher song.
Facts, G. Facts, bro. He got some heat on there.
Yeah.
I gotta hear that song again. I don't really remember that shit.
It is some heat on that album, bro. What else do I really, really love that people probably wouldn't love? I'm coming around to thinking Scorpion is actually a classic. Wow. Scorpion got some of the best Drake songs, G. You not finna sit here and tell me Nonstop ain't top 20 Drake, top 10 Drake records.
I don't really have a
top Jaded 20, top 10 Drake records. Jaded is
top three Drake records.
I mean, cool. Even more to my point, it got some of the best Drake records on Scorpion. Scorpion, what else do I love? I mean, everybody loves those. They are. I mean, everybody love those Kid Cudi albums, so I can't even really say.
I don't give a fuck about a Kid Cudi
album. You already know my take on Kid Cudi. I had some things in college.
Black goth music.
Black goth music.
Damn, somebody stole all of Deion Sanders' belongings out of his locker room during the game.
See, that's wicked as hell, bro.
After he led the school with a 53-0 win, that's how you treat prime?
That's wicked as hell.
And Troy Aikman was in the building. That's how you treat, bro.
That's wicked.
Like, come on, bro. It says, see this nigga at the podium. Says, Deion Sanders is pissed. He says, all his belongings stolen out of the room. This nigga look like he lost 53-0.
He stole all my belongings.
He gonna be the only coach trying to get fits off at the podium.
Oh, you already know that. He gonna say, look at these gators.
Look at these gators, nigga.
By the way, Kimba let the Celtics down. That nigga
Kimba let everybody. We keep telling you about Kimba, nigga. He gonna be leading Brooklyn. Not Brooklyn, but with a Bronx team.
Commercials on Hot 97.
This is Hot 97.
How much is Zion finished with?
He probably got like 30. He been balling.
I'll look, Scott's trying to smile. Yeah, he been hooping.
Nah, I wouldn't even think about it. I'm getting this tweet off. You know you got some fire.
Nigga, focus.
Sometimes you say, oh, that's a good tweet. That's a good tweet. Pat, why do you have flowers in your house?
A girl.
Why don't you know them shits ain't about to die?
Literally, yeah. A girl bought me flowers.
Them niggas look like potato. They look like green potato chips.
Bro, I was like, you seriously asked us? Is that gonna die?
Nah, because I'm looking at it and I'm like, man, this shit look like it's about to be over with, but I'm not really sure because I've never had flowers before.
Touch a leaf and see.
Touch a leaf.
I mean, it don't feel dead. Yeah, it feel like it's on the way. But nah, yeah, see,
that's why you put it on close friend.
What?
You didn't want her to see that them shits is about to die.
Nah, but like, she bought me flowers. But I kind of like the vibe of flowers in the crib, so I just might start keeping fresh flowers at home, just fresh red roses.
This nigga's lyric. How's your vibe?
new song title.
Yeah, fresh red roses. It was cool. It's cool. You know, we went to the favorite place, Salt Marina, sat by the water.
I'm starting to steal this nigga Pav restaurant idea. I'm putting them shits in my
take it. Notes. Take it. No, Salt Marina. Trust me. Either daytime or nighttime, it's incredible. Either time, daytime you can kind of go for like a little. It's not really brunch, but it's kind of like brunch. And then nighttime, obviously, you sitting down by the water. Who don't want to sit down by the water?
You know, Pav having a good night when he get a little angle photo of just the drink, and like you can slightly see where he at.
Yeah,
you don't even see the bitch fingernails or nothing.
That nigga be on his knee at the table getting that perfect angle.
Like nigga, you taking a picture out of glass?
All you see is the bottom, nigga. That's all you see. You just know I'm
waiting
somewhere.
One time for Fab to be caught lacking on another chick Instagram.
It's never gonna happen because nobody ever posts me.
What would you do if they tried to do that? What would your reaction be?
Just like, no.
But
why do you like what? I just hate women that feel they need to post everything. It's like, why are you posting that, bro?
I feel like people who need to post everything.
It's like, why do you feel the need to post
if
that?
If you read any of my tweets, if you look at my Instagram, you will never know what's happening in my personal life. If you look at my Instagram feed, ain't nothing but barbershop artwork.
Facts.
It's nothing. And if you look at my story, it's just funny shit and Chicago sports and random Marvel shit that only me and like 10 other niggas understand.
Yeah, that's true. That's one up.
By the way, what's going on in WandaVision right now?
Oh man, this shit finna go get crazy, bro. We finally figured out who's behind this crazy bitch, man. So it's a new character.
Who's behind the crazy bitch?
Her name is Agatha, bro. She the one who's like the little crazy witch who's been like planning this shit. You know the little girl from Captain Marvel?
Girl.
She's grown up now, so she got her powers and shit. So Doctor Strange got to come. Then there's a rumor.
Oh wait. So the girl who came in the crib, the thick black girl who came in the crib, that's the girl.
The girl. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Captain Marvel. Because of course Captain Marvel said 1995.
Makes sense.
The rumor is the big reveal rumor. Now I'm 3 for 3 on my predictions. So I was thinking before that Professor X from X-Men is gonna be the nigga that's gonna pop up in these last two episodes. So I already confirmed that Doctor Strange is gonna pop up. And all right, yeah, this bitch is tripping. So let me get my shit out of here because Cap did, Iron Man did. So I gotta do some shit.
Is it gonna be the real actor?
Yeah,
from the movie.
Yeah, all the niggas from the movie. That Disney bread long, G. Come on, you know them niggas. That Disney bread long, bro. Them niggas finna be in everything. Them niggas is working Jamaican hours, bro. Them niggas. So they got two more episodes, and it's a 2-week break, and then they gonna go on the Falcon Winter Soldier. So
makes sense.
Content every fucking
week. With the flying Tupac.
The flying pop.
Air pop.
Air pop. Air pop. I'm calling that nigga now Air pop.
Air pop.
Yeah, he was the worst. He said, hey, it's Tupac. Like, that was actual nigga lying in the script. Bro. Hey, it's Tupac.
I think Tupac might actually said that, though.
Nah. Oh, speaking of Tupac, yo, please tell me y'all been watching Hip Hop Undercover. If you have not watched the show,
I haven't watched
Hip Hop. No.
What channel is it on?
Go to Hulu, bro. It's on FX. If you go to Hulu, you can watch all the episodes. They drop 2 episodes a week. It's 4 out right now, bro. Like I said, they cover all these super hood motherfuckers, super drug dealers who've been behind all these acts, nigga. When Haitian Jack talk about Pac, he said, see, y'all know the Pac the media like. He said he wasn't built like that. He said, well, you understand. He said, yeah, Tupac was a perfect name for him because it was Tupac's. You know what I'm saying? You had the actor. He said, I didn't know this nigga was trying to pick up my mannerisms for that role he played in Above the Rim. He said, so I didn't know about it. So they talk about how, like, he died and, you know, the song Against All Odds. And he's like, some snitch nigga named Haitian Jack. He said, yeah, and there's nothing I could do about it. The man, unfortunately, isn't anymore. But, you know, if he was alive, he'd have to see me about that. And I was just like, this nigga scares me now. He like 50. Shit,
this nigga scares me now. Bruh. Yeah, no, yeah. Pac was an interesting human being.
Yeah, and like they said, Pac got jealous because Haitian Jack was fucking with Madonna. Like she was rolling.
It's
around
funny
because niggas.
If you talk to 40-year-olds about Pac, you don't get the same like, reaction. Like for his armor, I was talking to Glasses. This nigga was like, yeah, like Pac was the like kid type nigga, like the nigga who make good fucking inspirational songs and shit. And he came back with the shed so many tears. We like, nigga, this hard. Yeah, he came out of jail. And then he came out of jail like, yo, like this nigga tripping, but this shit kind of hard. So we ain't gonna say nothing, but this nigga tripping.
Yeah, dog. It breaks down all of that. It shows like, it's a really good show, man. Like it's, you can tell that all these niggas, you already know when street niggas are authentic, bro. Them niggas don't be smiling. Them niggas just, they be dead ass. Like, you know, hood niggas don't have regular people, I guess, like, that's what I'm looking for. Reactions, I guess.
Yeah.
We was out here. You know what I'm saying? I told, you know, there's niggas out here who doing 30 life just because they not telling on another nigga. And I was like, shit, nigga, I be singing like Keep Sweating, nigga. If I got to do 5 seconds in the fucking county, nigga. I had the weirdest eighth grade trip. Like eighth grade graduation trip, they took us to Cook County Jail, bro.
Oh, yeah. Like, he was like, nah, this ain't it, nigga.
As soon as, nigga, we spent like 2-3 hours in that motherfucker. I was like, I am never coming here again. This will be the last time. I am not running a fucking light. I'm not doing shit. You will never see me in Cook County Jail ever again. Now, of course, this didn't help because the majority of niggas I was in eighth grade with, a lot of them niggas weren't. Didn't spook a lot of niggas. It spooked the fuck out of me. You know what I'm saying? There was one nigga in there, he was yelling at one of our classmates, bring your little light skinned ass over here, nigga. I was like,
nah, I ain't talking with this nigga. They really, I'm crying at them putting y'all ass on what was that show? Beyond
Scared Straight.
Oh, Beyond Scared Straight. They put y'all ass on Beyond Scared Straight. Non-televised version.
Scared Straight. That's when MTV and all them. That wasn't on MTV, but like it was like in that era where like all them shows like Catfish, nigga, motherfucking, yeah. Jersey Shore. If you get Catfish in 2021,
you were an idiot. That's so you ain't like you didn't want to FaceTime you, bro. Like you didn't.
That should be a requirement in general, bro. Like you like in 2010, 2011, all right, everybody ain't have Skype. You know what I'm saying? When did iPhone get FaceTime? Was it on the first one?
No, iPhones got FaceTime once in like 2014, 2015.
Okay, right, exactly. So, yeah, then you could get away with around that time. You know, maybe you didn't, but now, come on, man.
Yeah, it's impossible. If you're getting catfish now, you just wanted that to happen.
If I have more than like a couple conversations with you, planned FaceTime, like, let's get this very clear, planned FaceTime.
I'm going to just call you.
No, planned FaceTime, bro.
I'ma just say I'm gonna FaceTime you later, and then use.
Okay, but still, that's like saying I'm gonna pull up. Don't just FaceTime me. It's like being on my side. No, nigga. No, I have to be only. You only get that privilege if I'm in a relationship with you. After that, no, you got it.
Now you can
at least
FaceTime
give
it.
Me a heads up.
Now you can.
Damien's back. His laptop died.
That bitch died like shit. I was like, what the fuck?
Which you weren't looking at the battery knife, nigga?
No, I thought it was plugged in. I had to.
I've been there before.
Yeah, but it wasn't plugged into the wall.
Yeah, man, schedule y'all FaceTime shits, man. Yeah, remember I said on this podcast 2 weeks ago, by the way, which is a limited edition pod. You know how Pav has limited edition Pav verbs?
Yeah,
catch it.
We need to get it out of there.
Episode 21 of OT. It's too late.
It's out of there.
You deleted it?
It's too late for you.
Why you delete it?
It was too much, man.
What was episode 21?
When y'all was having that little the Scott intervention.
Oh.
It's way too
when
much.
When we deciphered.
Remember I said on that I was done? What did AB say? I lied. What AB say? No, he said, I sent him away with me. I lied.
This nigga was all passion for 30 minutes. I'm done with it. No, you're not.
Nah, I wasn't.
So what happened? How did you get back?
Look, this is free. I ain't telling y'all shit. I ain't telling y'all goddamn.
Yeah. So wait. So like, wait, did you block her on everything?
Yeah, so like after like
that nigga was
stuck. It's stuck together.
That nigga don't know.
It's Ron Harper.
So on Instagram, I had to take my shit off private because that nigga a lot of stuff like, no, you need your shit off private. So I kept on private couple days. So I took it off private. And redacted, kept like DMing me and shit.
I thought she was blocked.
She was. But you know, people who block, you can still show up in there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, sometimes it's blocked. Oh, no, it wasn't blocked. No, I don't follow them, but it's like, it was private, so it don't even matter. Anyway, so I know the door was cracked. It went all the club, but fuck y'all. Anyway, so she kept DMing me and I didn't answer. And then I got a call from another number. Caught me lacking. I was like, who the fuck is in blank blank? I'm not gonna say the state. I answered, I was like, shit. That's all y'all gonna know.
So you just not gonna talk to me no more?
Well, what happened was
free podcast. Fines were paid.
For a week.
Let's just say fines were paid on her behalf. Fines are paid. Fair. You're not suspended anymore. You're back in playing time. But anyway, yeah.
Had to send it to the TV for a little bit.
Send it to the gulag for a little bit.
Treat it like Malik Monk.
You know what I'm saying? A little three-game suspension. You know what I'm saying? Three-game suspension. But, you know,
ooh, shit.
Back out here. By the way,
Malik Monk was balling. Well, like, I don't know if he still is, but there was a two-week period in which Malik Monk Malik Buck was balling.
Like 38 and some shit.
That nigga was balling for like 2 weeks. I don't know if he still is. Because I ain't watched the Hornets game in like 2 weeks.
Well, he's sober now, so.
I'm fucking crying that he's sober now. Hollering that he's sober now.
But sometimes you just got to get, if you're going to keep letting suspended players play, you got to make sure there's a, what's that thing called? It's like having never mind. Let's move on. Anyway, yeah, I lied. We're just gonna keep
it. That's fair. We've all lied.
We've all been there, man.
We've all been broke down before. Broken down before.
I didn't get broke down.
Like, you okay?
I didn't get broke down. Maybe I did. I just don't like that phrasing that you use.
It's all love. She's
saying it in the asshole way. You got broke down. Yeah.
Nah, she tugged at your heartstrings. It's all
love.
Oh,
look. My God. This CI do me.
I just said she tugged at your heartstrings. I don't know wrong with that.
Tugged at your heartstrings.
We've all been there.
You know, deep down, Scott's a nice guy.
What are you trying to tell everybody? I'm a nice guy. When Reggie Miller say, Halo. Nice guy.
I'm crying.
I'm not the asshole that people think I am.
Scott or Pav, I got your next thing to buy.
What?
A juicer.
I've been thinking about getting a juicer.
Oh, I want one of them too. Also, by the way, my air fryer is gonna be a Wednesday.
Oh yeah, you about to step into the whole new life.
I got some steak waiting, nigga.
Perfect timing too for the good.
I got some steak. So what y'all do? What you just throw that bitch in there? Like,
I mean, you gotta season it, obviously. But I mean, like, obviously, yeah.
It's good. I ain't got that work.
No work.
That's what's up, nigga. I'm finna get mad vegetables now, nigga. And I ain't gotta, like, you know.
You're doing a lot of work.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got a juicer Friday.
So what do you, so like with Juicy, like you make like shakes and shit or like?
Like you could do, like if you want like orange juice, like orange juice, apple, like any type of fruit, vegetable, you could throw it in there and it just shreds the shit out of them and just leaves you the juice. And then
yeah, like
it's healthier.
Yeah, like if you want to just have, I know like celery juice is a thing, you want to just eat some celery, but like you don't really want to sit there and just eat fucking celery. You just throw it in the juicer, make some celery juice, throw some, I don't know, whatever else to make it sweet. And you got you a celery juice shake to drink.
Oh, I've got breaking news, guys.
What's up?
Oh, wow, the Bulls only a half game behind, a game and a half behind the Celtics. It's hilarious. I am leaving the house this week.
Oh, shit.
What?
I'm coming to
this nigga said what? This nigga said what? This nigga said what?
Studio to see the new digs.
What? Nah, digs. Yeah, like it's super chilled for the most part. I mean, it's hella outside room. I mean, we really just working hoop.
Y'all been the H&B bubble. We ain't talking, yeah. Nobody talked about the H&B bubble. It's just Thomas, Pav, T. Thomas, brother-in-law, well, yeah, he not married, but yeah, brother-in-law, and who else be over there with y'all?
That's basically it.
That's it, the H&B bubble, so.
That's basically it.
We're gonna enter the H&B bubble.
In D.C., because I see D.C. sometimes at the
D.C. is included studio. In the H&B bubble, just by studio default.
Yeah, I see D.C., but for the most part, I won't be seeing nobody else.
Yeah, yo, I'm really glad D.C. is still out here. I'm not gonna lie to you, when he first came out here, I thought they were gonna be back in Chicago in 6 months.
Nah, he figured it out.
Just because a lot of people, when they come out here, they be back in 6 months. I'm glad DC is one of us.
I mean, niggas always need music mix.
Yeah. But look, you know what I'm saying? But see, a lot of people didn't make it past the other side. You know what I'm saying? Like,
this is true.
It's like when Moses was parting the Red Sea. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, you know, they scared that the water going to fall over. We made it over here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always said, if this was basketball, we'd be in the last year of a max contract, when max contract used to be 7 years.
Nigga, max contracts was 7 years. That's yeah, reckless.
Now they five, but they
that's
five.
That shit
years.
Was reckless.
And it's usually five left. With a, it's usually four with an option.
Yeah, it's usually three with an option.
Yeah,
most times.
So like, if this was basketball, like our first season, if we played for the Lakers. Our first season been 2014, 2015. We're in our seventh year, man. Fact. So it's like, somebody was like, "Oh, don't forget where you came from," because when I be putting posts in the weather post, my nigga, I forgot a long time ago.
I am in LA.
Nigga, before we even knew Trump was gonna run for office, fuck is y'all talking about? nigga, I turned my heat on when it's 65 outside. We are not the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't lived in Chicago in years, bro.
My mom wants me to come back and like stay for a little bit. I'm like, there's two reasons why I don't want to go.
What's a little bit? Like a year?
No, I'm talking about like just a visit. But there's two reasons I don't want to go. Actually, three reasons I don't want to go. One, I don't like being in the air for four hours with a damn mask on. It was very uncomfortable last time. The other one is I'm gonna be doing the same shit that I'm doing here. Just some more people in the house. Literally. And with a smaller TV.
Yeah.
And then what's the third?
And the third one is what's the third one? What's the third reason? Oh, I don't want to take a test right now.
Yeah. You know they got the at home joints now. That you can
buy them like, shits like in the store?
Yeah. I mean, I think you can order one.
Interesting.
You can like order them and just take them in the crib. I think you send it in and they probably send you your results back in like 2 days or something like that.
But there's instant joints too though.
For the crib?
No, just to go. Like, there's a place like over in Culver City where you can take instant tests.
Okay. You mean the rapid tester?
Yeah,
the
rapid tester. I've been doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm just waiting for that vacuum to hit. As soon as that, by the way, LA need to hurry the fuck up. I wonder, do you have to be a resident? I know Chicago is like, I've been seeing a couple people saying they got this already.
I'm waiting to pull out my little military
experience. Yeah, I'm about to say, nigga, ain't you supposed to be in the front line?
We not on the list for it though.
How a military on the list, but nigga who work at fucking Vons are?
Cause they front line.
These niggas fought for our country.
Fucking soldier.
Damien fought from his Dell laptop, but he still fought.
Dell laptop.
I fought to warm my feet up.
Yeah, that the chair force should be honored in the essential workers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
I thought I was gonna get it last month, but then I guess they moved them and gave them to some more deserving people.
I was just like, fucking nigga, I'm just gonna pull up to the H&B bubble with a mask, and we just gonna, you know, I just wanna feel like a regular human being for like a couple hours. See the guys. I ain't seen you niggas in a while.
Shoot some jumpers.
I ain't seen Pav since he moved out this motherfucker.
Nigga, I saw y'all shooting. I was like, damn, nigga, I ain't shot a basketball.
Nick, gee, we hooped for like 4 hours straight on Friday. I haven't done that shit.
Nigga,
in
I know
years,
your shins were screaming, nigga.
No, it was cool. I mean, like, we wasn't playing like games. We was like shooting around for like 4 straight hours.
Like, I think we just gotta get back to the process of slowly, like, well, at least nigga like me. A lot of y'all niggas have been doing shit. And honestly, at this point, I respect it. I'll be real.
I be seeing
niggas be like, oh, y'all nigga, I'm having a summer. Fuck the CDC. I'm be real. I respect it.
I've been seeing hella people who, like, I fucking seen was the pandemic police over the holidays. Niggas
cave.
Niggas is out. Like,
niggas is cave. Right,
bro. I'm like, all right, bro. You niggas is out like a motherfucker. I'm doing everything.
Here. I'm still here with my badge.
Yeah. You've been holding it down, Scott.
Pandemic 12. Look, I keep telling you, I've got a lot of money to make my life. I ain't done. I don't give a fuck. Look, I have a rule. If I'm getting out of here, somebody will earn it, bro. I'm not going to just automatically do that. But I know the H&B bubble is safe. Ain't none of you niggas got sick. If y'all got sick, y'all been sick by now. You know what I'm saying? Somebody Pav like, yeah, nigga. You know, but Pav can get the Rona and wouldn't tell nobody. Pass yeah, get the Rona, and then like it'd be like October this year. Yeah, I had that shit like in May. I'm like, nigga, what?
No, I'm pretty sure I had that shit in January, along with you, along with everybody else we knew.
Who, me?
I'm pretty sure. Yes, you had it too, nigga.
How you think I had it?
Cause nigga, we lived together.
I didn't feel like I wasn't sick in January.
So you weren't sick last year?
In 2020? No, I was sick in 2019. I ain't been sick since 2019.
But also, I mean, just because you get it.
And usually when I usually get sick, I usually get sick like around October. I took that flu shot. That was good.
Yeah, I don't think I was sick at all last year. I was pretty straight.
You never know when Pav's sick. Pav could be like coughing a little. It was just sinus.
Because like, I don't get that sick.
Be boomerangs.
Right. I've never seen this nigga Pav just like, oh, I'm sick. Like,
I don't get that. I think because like the most, I haven't.
This nigga immortal and shit.
Nah, the most sick I got was when I had that I remember was when I had double pneumonia when I was like 16.
God damn.
I didn't know I had double pneumonia. Like, I just thought I was like had a regular ass cold. It just sucked. I remember waking up in cold sweats like every night for 2 weeks. But yeah, like by the my grandma sent me to school. They sent my ass home. Like, nigga, take this nigga home. G, what you on?
Sent me to school with double pneumonia. I'm finna play this out. Like,
I'm investing in it. Yeah. God bless you. Appreciate you and everything. I'm pissed off right now because I had mixed emotions. One, kids played really well. While the game was going on, somebody came in and stole every darn thing I had in my locker
room. This nigga moving his hand. This nigga is not stop moving.
Credit cards, wallet, watches. Thank God I had Omen necklaces.
Thank God I had Omen necklaces.
This nigga is hot.
That goes for everyone, man. Not just the people on the
field. This nigga got a jacket to say prime. That bitch look he look cold. But we're gonna wrap this shit up, man. Niggas got shit to do. Like I said, if you are upset with the shorter length of this podcast and the fact that one of the Beatles is not here right now, you know what you can do. Patreon.com/BarbershedNetwork. We have the full house on Thursday on Friday when y'all here for Summer Sessions OT. Hopefully next week we have the full house. What y'all gotta understand is I will be here. Okay. I am here all the time.
Barbershop Network.
I'm the Cal Ripken of the Barber's Chat Network. Okay. I have not missed a day. You know what I'm saying? I'm like LeBron. I don't get hurt. I don't get hurt, nigga. It might look like I'm hurt, but I bounce up. You know what I'm saying? And we back. So, you know, I'm Michael Jordan, bro. I play for the team I own, bro. I'm here. So anybody else, I can't guarantee. But anyway. You know where to follow us. You know, follow me at Barbershop Scott. You can follow Pav at Pavy World. You can follow Damien at @I'm_VelvetJones. Also, Cinema with the Guys. We're going to do, won't be any this week, but the next week's episode, we'll be covering two episodes of WandaVision because my brother's on the IR, and I'm not going to talk about that shit by myself. I'm going to be sitting here looking like a fucking idiot, so I'm not going to do that. So we'll just wait y'all niggas to get two episode previews next week. We will be covering movies after WandaVision wraps next week. We will be reviewing Tenet. We will be reviewing Judas and the Black Messiah. We got a very special guest for Judas and the Black Messiah. I'm getting the date locked down, but we're expecting a guest for those two. So we're going to break those episodes down. I mean, those two movies down. We're going to break down season 3 of Sopranos. That'll be on the Patreon by the end of March at the latest. And then, of course, you know, we're going to cover Falcon Winter Soldier in a couple weeks. So we're going to keep doing that. Ball Don't Lie is out right now. If you're a wrestling fan, Ruthless Aggression is out right now. We really appreciate it. I think we like 57 patrons right now. I want to at least get to 100 by June. Let's keep pushing that up. We appreciate y'all, man. Y'all have a good week. Y'all work hard, and we'll holler at y'all niggas at the end of the week. We out.